Number 714 has been announced as our song after the lesson this morning, Trust and Obey. We are trusting that if we have any in our midst who need to obey the Lord by being baptized in water for the remission of sins, or if there is something amiss in your life and you come to the realization that you need to turn away from it, I trust that you will do that. If you just want prayers uttered on your behalf, when we're standing and we're singing that song, we will be encouraging you to respond. Again, it's good to be here. God is still in the blessing business. He is allowing our golden moments to continue to roll on. And so we praise him for that, and we magnify his holy and everlasting name. This year, we started off, at the beginning of the year, we started off talking about being a team. We've shared with you a few lessons already on that subject. And I mentioned that from time to time, we're going to be dealing with lessons that has to do with teamwork. And so this morning, I want to share a lesson with us that have to do with the making of a good team. While Christianity is an individual responsibility, God also chose to use teamwork, or I should say the teamwork approach, to make his message known and to do his work here on earth. As stated in one or two of my earlier lessons on teamwork, God's team is the best team that one can be on. Because when we are on God's team and working faithfully in his kingdom, we are always winners. Don't have to worry about losing. We're always winners when we are doing God's will on his team. Or we may have a few struggles along the way, and we may, quote, lose some little battles. But the war is already won through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14 that God always causes us to triumph, to be victorious, where? In Christ. If we're in Christ and doing his will, no matter what come in our lives, what we have to face in life, we will triumph. So I'm saying to us again, as I say so many times, and others who speak from the pulpit will say to the audience that when we have challenges in our lives, let's keep hanging in there. Because God always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. In our text this morning that was read, Galatians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. To get the full import of that text, you need to go back to at least the beginning of chapter 2. We'll even go further back there. Go back to chapter 1. And particular down about verse number 10 and begin to read on forward. And you'll see that the Apostle Paul had gone up to Jerusalem for the second time. Chapter 2, he goes up the second time. In chapter, latter part of chapter 1, he goes up the first time after becoming an apostle. He only stays there for about 15 days the first time. But then he goes up the second time and he has this conference with the brethren up there in Jerusalem, the apostles and the brethren there. And out of this conference that was held there came the understanding and the assurance that Paul was indeed a true apostle. You see, there was some question about his apostleship because he was a, as we use the term, a Johnny come lately. And there were those, of course, particularly the Judaizing teachers going around saying, this is not a true apostle. And so Paul would say things like this, but I certify, brethren, that the gospel that I preach is not after man. For neither I received it of men, nor was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And so in this conference, they had the discussion there, and they came out of this conference, as I've said, with the assurance and the understanding that Paul indeed was a true apostle. And therefore, the Bible says that he and Barnabas, they were given the right hand of fellowship to go unto the Gentiles. Peter, James, and John would go to the Jews. What do we see here? We see a team approach. They were individual Christians, yes. They were individual apostles, yes. But they were going in different directions. Paul and Barnabas was going to the Gentiles. Peter, James, and John were going to the Jews. They were teamed up, going to do the Master's will. I want to say this morning, brothers and sisters, again, that while Christianity is an individual effort, God also wants us to work as a team. See, you can't be in that corner doing your thing, and I'm in this corner doing your thing, and somebody else is doing in the corner doing their thing. You notice I said your thing, my thing, their thing? Did you get the idea of different things? We all need to be on the same page doing the same thing. We need to be a team. God uses the team approach in doing his work. Well, what makes a good team? I'm talking about this morning, the making of a good team. And when I thought about this, I began to compare the teams that we are, athletic teams, if you will, for example. And I saw some of the same things that it takes to make a good athletic team. It takes those same things to make a good spiritual team for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, indeed, it takes the same thing to make a good spiritual team. Number one, in order to make a good team, it must be composed of those having a desire to be on the team. And let me emphasize this, when I talk about those having a desire to be on a team, I'm saying those who have a personal desire to be on the team. You see, sometimes people will do things because their buddies are doing it. They really don't do it out of their own heart, but somebody said, well, let's go out for this team. Let's go out for that team. You going out? I believe I'll go out too. And then they get there and they find out that the practice is too hard, you know. The coach is not what they thought it ought to be. He ought to be. He or she ought to be. And so they say, I'm giving it up. And they really didn't have the personal desire themselves. So that's why I'm emphasizing that we need to have a personal desire to be on God's team. Jesus says in Revelation 22, and verse number 17, the latter part of that verse, look at what Jesus says. Jesus says, as he is writing here through the pen of John, and the Spirit and the bride, the Bible says, do what? Say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will. You know that word will could be Translated, we could say it, whosoever desireth. That's what it's talking about. Whosoever wants to, whosoever desire to, let them come and take the water of life, what? Freely. There must be a personal and an honest desire from everybody who wants to be on God's team. Because if you're on there and you don't desire to be on there, guess what? You ain't going to do your best. You know, you're going to do just the minimum. And you know the Lord wants to stay away from the minimum. So we need to have a personal desire. I'm talking about what makes a good team. So the Lord says, whosoever will, he will not force anyone on his team. However, anyone can be there. When the Great Commission was given, it was given so that anyone, everyone who would, who had this desire, could get on the team. And you know what the team is called? The Christian team. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And when we are saved, we are on God's team. And so we begin to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling on God's team. He wants everybody to be on it. And I don't care how many you're baptized. As long as there's somebody that's not saved, there's room for more. You know, a feast was given in Luke chapter 14. A man made a big feast, and he sent out his servants, if you will, and invited, first of all, three men to the feast, and they refused to come. And after they had refused to come, notice what he says. If you go down about verse number 21, Luke 14 and verse 21, the Bible says, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the next passage said, and the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there's room. So the Bible says in the next